It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Lincoln KY Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet announced an evening/overnight lane closure on I-471 in Campbell County beginning today, March 18th, for a safety improvement project. Crews will be clearing brush out from the median wall of I-471, which was previously scheduled for December but was postponed due to inclement winter weather. Crews will close the left lane on I-471 northbound and the left shoulder on I-471 southbound, from South Alexandria Pike to the approach of the Daniel Carter Beard Bridge. The closures will be between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. All lanes will reopen by 5 a.m. Weather permitting, crews expect the project will be completed by Friday, March 29th. Kent County agreed to a 5-year contract extension with a company specializing in golf course management services. Kenton County Fiscal Court agreed to Troon Golf to continue managing Kenton County golf courses for 5 more years. There are 2 courses under the Kenton County Golf Course umbrella, the Pioneer and the Willows in Independence. Previously, Kenton County Golf Course was managed by Billy Casper Golf, which rebranded as Indigo Sports in 2020. Indigo Sports was acquired by Troon in 2021. Kenton County and Billy Casper Golf originally reached a management agreement in 2019. 3 juveniles were shot at Newport on the levee Saturday evening, Newport police have said. Police on the scene heard the gunshots and responded at approximately 7:20 p.m. Officers said they found 3 victims with gunshot wounds. 2 juveniles were transported to Children's Hospital Medical Center and 1 to St. Elizabeth. Their injuries were non-life-threatening, police said. The ages and names of the victims have not been released. Witnesses say they saw people running from the main courtyard area after 7 p.m. Inside the sprawling complex, bar patrons took cover. Police had a large portion of the courtyard covered in crime scene tape. Several officers spent Saturday night looking through it for evidence. Detectives said they are still investigating and believe that this is an isolated incident and not a random attack. Police stated they do not believe the public is in danger because the shooter and victims likely knew one another. All individuals are believed to be juveniles, police said. Police have not yet named any suspects in the shooting. Authorities ask if anyone has any information on the shooting to please contact Campbell County Dispatch at 859-292-3622 and ask to speak with a detective. To remain anonymous, call the tip line at 859-261-TIPS or 8477. That's going to be it for us today, Monday, March 18th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.